24 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here in Johannesburg. Well, it's the 19th of Shawwal, 1443. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved, senior, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah Ustad. Welcome to the Q&A this Saturday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Shawwal, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 20, Surah Taha, verses 111 and 112. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us what will happen and occur on the Day of Justice, the Day of Judgment. وَعَنَتِ الْهُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ. And the faces will be humbled. ذِكْرُ الْجُوزِ وَمُرَادُ الْكُلِ. The face is mentioned because that is the first thing we look at the human anatomy. So it means the entire body will be totally there in humbleness because they will be standing in the court of Almighty Allah. لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ. Almighty Allah is ever-living. Death is for creation. Every creation will experience death. Even the angel of death will experience death. But remember, He, Almighty Allah, was, is, will always be the exclusive creator. Hence, He is Hay, He is ever-living, Lil Hayyil Qayyum, and He is self-subsisting. What is the meaning of Qayyum? The entire creation and universe is in need of Almighty Allah. Jalla wala, every minute, every moment, every second. But Almighty Allah does not need anybody, anywhere, anytime. So that is Almighty Allah. Therefore, in AK 255, Ayatul Kursi, AK 47 people know, you must study AK Ayatul Kursi, verse number 255. Of chapter 2, Allahu la ilaha illahu, truly there is none worthy of worship but Him, Almighty Allah. And who is He? Huwa al-hayyul qayyum. He is ever-living and self-subsisting. And when you want your du'as and your supplication to be accepted in the court of Almighty Allah, then say, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum. So inshallah, after that you read salawat, salutations, durood sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and your du'as and supplication will be accepted in the court of Almighty Allah. Now people will be in the court of Almighty Allah وَقَدَ خَابَ وَقَدَ خَسِرَ. And indeed that person is a failure, he will perish. مَنَ حَمَلَ ظُلْمَا. Who is carrying blasphemy, who is carrying shirk and polytheism. So when a person comes and he or she died, and they are sane and mature, and he or she died from the kuffar, the non-Muslim, or he died a mushrik, idol worshipper, or a person worshipping somebody, something else besides Almighty Allah, or the person died with nifaq and hypocrisy, that is only lip service to Islam. The heart was devoid of iman, of faith and conviction. So these three groups of people will perish and be dispatched to the hellfire, eternal doom and gloom. Surah chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64-65, regarding the kuffar, the non-Muslims, khalidina fiha abada, they will dwell and stay there in Jahannam, the hellfire, forever and ever. Allah protect us. Regarding the mushrikeen, regarding those who ascribe, associate somebody, something to Allah, worshipping idols and so forth. Chapter 4, verse 48. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. So verily Allah will never ever forgive them as well. And the third group, Surah chapter 4, verse 145, the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, those who are playing, who are sitting on the fence. When people sit on the fence, then they are committing a major, major offense. So إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. They will be in the lowest layer of Jahannam and the hellfire. So that is the meaning of man hamala zulma. For me and you, Almighty Allah gives us glad tidings. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Whoever continues with the righteous deeds and the good deeds and good actions and righteous actions. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ وَوْحَالِيَّ. Whilst he or she, they have iman, they have faith, they have conviction, they believe in all the articles of faith. فَلَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا. They must not fear any form of injustice. Wala hadulma, and no reward of theirs will be withheld from them. They will be rewarded the maximum, optimum reward, more than what we can anticipate and ever comprehend and perceive. Fa'atahumullahu thawab ad-dunya. Whatever we enjoy in this worldly life, remember, is just a bansela, is just a bonus. Wa husna thawab al-akhirah, and the handsome, optimum, maximum reward that will be given in the year after, beyond human perception and comprehension. Let us give you some news items. It seems that B&B are really suffering from some disease. You see, Bush the other day, he say invaded Iraq, but he wanted to say Ukraine. So he became the laughing stock of the world. Now Biden go to South Korea, Seoul. So I was there as well, beautiful country. And remember that he went there. Now he, Biden, also get mixed up. He meets the leader of South Korea, president, prime minister, whatever he is. He tells him, how are you, President Moon? But his name is not Moon. His name is Yoon, with a Y. So you see, I think, this is my analysis. So I think that this B&B, this Bush and Biden, because in North America nowadays, and in Europe, there is a new sickness, and they love it, you know, the pandemic, plandemic, scamdemic, what, call it whatever you want to. It's called monkeypox. So I think B&B, Bush and Biden, better get themselves checked up for monkeypox, to see that they're forgetting and confusing and blowing other people's fuses in the process, you know. So that's one story. Second story, You Jutlas, you Jews, you Zionists, you recording me? Now record and listen. I'm speaking to you. I'm addressing you. Yes, you Jutla, listen carefully. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, chapter 59, verse 14. Tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta. You think the Jutlas and the Jews are united, but their hearts are fragmented, totally disunited to pieces. You know why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a people who got no sense, no brains, no intelligence. Quran says this, chapter 59 and verse 14. We speak of majority always. So you see yesterday what happened. There was some religious gathering of the Jews, and one side where they are Orthodox Jews, they are Reformed Jews, they are so-called, you know, very, very dedicated Jews. On the other side where they are police and army and whoever else. And these people, the Orthodox Jews, they gave the police such a hiding that they ran away and they vandalized so much property and so forth. So if you look at the images coming through the wires, as they say in the media, if you look at the images coming through the networks, so you will see that what would have happened if it was Palestinians. You should have had a massacre there. And therefore you must remember the double standards go on. You can try your level best. You can have Israel. You can have the whole world. But remember, Allah's curse will always be on you Jutlas and Jews for murdering the prophets and the messengers, for murdering the babies and children of Palestine, and for murdering innocent people like our sister Shirin Abu Aqila. So that is why you will always be cursed and always be punished. And this is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167. So Almighty Allah says, May yasumuhum su'al adab. Ila yawmil qiyamati may yasumuhum su'al adab. And will continue till the day of reckoning. Now that brings us to the third story. You see, America is the closest ally and supporter of the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. But even they are realizing enough is enough. 57 of the lawmakers in America have said no, there must be an independent investigation into the murder. They won't use all these words, I'm just paraphrasing it. That into the murder, that is the premeditated murder. Murder, cold-blooded murder of Sister Shirin Abu Aqila. So there you have it, O listeners. You make up your mind. I'm here to inform you with fact and not fiction and fairy tales and stories. So you should know what is happening in the world. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, our masajid and our iman. Ameen. InshaAllah, today between 6 and 8 will be our brother Suleiman Esop in his program, Naat Kirat, InshaAllah. Aziz.
Ustad, is a listener saying that if Ustad could please advise, what, which agent should we go for Hajj, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We know we are in the months of Hajj. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has mentioned Al-Hajj Ashhurum Ma'lumat, that the months of Hajj are well known. So what are the months of Hajj? Surah 2, chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 197. Chapter 2, verse 197. For you, the public, very easy, otherwise you're going to get confused. Which indeed are the months of Hajj? Min Eidin ila Eidin. Simple. From the first Eid, Eidul Fitr, first of Shawwal. After Ramadan, Eidul Fitr, first of Shawwal. And when does it end? The month of Hajj, the day after Arafat, the 10th of Zulhijjah, Eidul Adha, Bakri Eid. You know, our people say Bakri Eid because they're going to slaughter the Bakri or the Bakra. They're going to slaughter the goat or the sheep and so forth and so on. So therefore, those are the months of Hajj. So we know South Africa has been now given a quota. So you can just check it up with Sahuk and all the details. But according to what I know, 1,100 138. So obviously the agents also are very, very few this year. So 20, 22, 14, 43. Before we used to have 10, 20, 25 agents, remember. But now, according to what I know, there's only 4 agents. If you're asking me, who are the best agents, so I will recommend Flywell. And remember, if you have the money, today Hajj is a big business, multi-billion dollar business. So if you want to go and you got the means and the money, it will cost you 100,000 plus per person. You contact Flywell, speak to Brother Abu Bakr, Haji Abu Bakr, they call him Bricks, he's well known, and you tell him that you want to go for Hajj with him, and he must show you the packages, or go on their website and so forth, and then you liaise with them. So we cannot go, we are disqualified, because they say we are opas now, we are too old to go. They say that, but they don't know, we're not cold, you know. So anyway, they say 65 and above, no, you must be under 65. So they disqualified us, the shaitans. So anyway, you must remember that. So that's one. Two, you don't have that means. You want the entry package. I don't know the exact prices, but therefore I'm giving you their details. I'm speaking of what I know. So you contact Khidmatul Awam and you speak to them, go to their website. All their prices and packages will be there. And the person you should contact is a good friend of mine, and he is Haji Ismail Osman. They call him Maidi, you know. So anyway, his proper name is Haji Ismail Osman. So speak to them. So these are the two agents I will recommend. Everybody else, I don't know anything about them. So remember that I never ever perform a Hajj with them or anything. So therefore, we can't comment on them. But these two I will recommend. If you got the means, go with Flywell. You don't have that amount, then go with Khidmatul Awam. That is what I will recommend for you. Their services are good and they have a track record as well. Many, many years in this industry. So Allah Jalla wa Ala accept everybody's Hajj, Umrah and Ziyarah to Madinah Munawwar.
Ustaz, can I perform any Qadha Salah immediately after I make my Fajr Salah before sunrise, Ustaz?
After you have performed your Fajr Salat, now you want to read Qadha. Now the question is that who is asking the question? If you are asking my sister Fatima, Zainab, Jamila, Aisha, so you are performing your Fajr Salat day in the comfort of your home. And then Fajr Salat is 5:30, 5:45, 6 o'clock, quarter past 6, whatever, depending where you are. So in a case like that, we will say for you, sister, to perform the Qadha Salat in your house, totally permissible. If you are the brother, you are performing your Fajr Salat in the masjid, and now immediately after your first Salat, you stand up, and now you're reading your Qadha of yesterday, last year, 5 years ago. So your Qadha Salat will be valid, but you get sin. So why do you get sin? One is you missed your Salat. Second one now is Harul Ma'asiyah. You are making it public knowledge that you missed so many Salats and so forth. So therefore, instead of reading your Qadha Salat in the masjid and exposing your sins, you should go to your house and then you read it. Or if there's nobody in the masjid, that's the time you read it. But it is permissible before Fajr, after Fajr, to make your Qadha Salat, after Asr, to make Qadha Salat permissible.
I see Sister Barbara says that why so much of hatred you have for the Jews, and why so much of anger in your voice, AK? Remember, there are good Jews in Israel. Barbara, Ustad.
So you must remember, Barbara, that's what I always say. So you must remember that we don't say all Jews, we speak of majority. So Barbara, you take your example. You and Alan are living in a house, and now the police come, the army come, and they put the gun at your your head and tell you, get out from here. And you must go stay somewhere else. Where? They're not interested. And then their settlers will come and steal all your furniture and everything else. So you will be very happy with that, I suppose. So you must remember this. The Quran has taught us, my sister, I don't think you understand media. When you want to drive home a point, so that's the time we speak with a firm voice. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. And your worst enemies of Muslims are the Jews. وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. And the mushriks, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. 100 times I told you, on this program and other program, we never ever say every Jew or every Hindu, but we will say majority. And if you just want to see that, go and see the apartheid terrorist regime of Israel and go and see apartheid India. So what you must do, my sister Barbara and Alan, so you must look at things. You see, when you sit in your comfort zone and you follow your monkey presidents who are suffering from monkey pox, I think, they don't know what is Iraq, they don't know what is Ukraine, they don't know Moon and they don't know Yoon. Every day they're making fools of themselves. So remember, it's very good to sit in comfort zone. But go ask the people of Iraq who were murdered, 1 million of them and their families, by your administration. Go and ask the people of Syria. Go and ask the people of Yemen. And go ask the people of Gaza and of Palestine. Then you will understand, my sister. So you and Alan, you need to go for a checkup.
Somebody says, was that someone wants to know that I was told that it is makruh to read any nafil salah on Eid day. Is this true, sir?
100%. You must remember, on Eid day, I'm amazed, you know, we already 3 weeks away from Eid. Now people are still asking questions regarding Eid. Eid is history now. We must carry on with the geography. But nevertheless, then seeing you ask the question, so Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam would leave the Hujra Mubarakah, the home Mubarak, and go out. If you've been to Medina Munawwara, there's a masjid called Masjidul Ghamam. So Ghamam is, remember, where the clouds would form. You know the intense heat in Medina Munawwara. We experience 50 degrees plus in Medina on certain occasions. So the Eid Salat is performed in the open field, in the open terrain. And that is what we should know. Thereafter, then remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sahaba that after sunrise, no adhan, no iqamah, no salat, no nafil salat. And then the Eid salat was performed, the khutbah was performed, and then the people would go home and do whatever, you know, meet the families or whatever. So that is what used to happen. So if you want to read nafil salat, voluntary salat and namaz and prayer, then you do so in your home after the Eid Salat, but not in your masjid or mosque or in your Eidgah and musalla. So that is not permissible.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that what is the meaning of riba, Ustad, in the Quran?
Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. And you will find there that Almighty Allah condemning riba and interest and sood and viaj. Call it whatever you want to, usury. So in the strongest terms, as Almighty Allah has never ever condemned anything else in the noble Quran, I mentioned to you two verses, 275 to 279. وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَى. Almighty Allah has made business and trade permissible, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has made interest, sood, viaj, all haram, not permissible. You don't want to listen, O Muslim. You don't want to listen, O human being. Surah chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلْ فعلوا فأذنوا بحرب من الله ورسوله. And if you don't abstain and refrain, either you're the buyer, either you're the seller, either you are the witness, either you are the peer person making the deal, the lawyer or what have you. So we are involved directly in the transaction, Allah forbid. So if you don't abstain, فأذنوا, be prepared, بحرب من الله ورسوله, that for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Study 6,000, more than 6,000 verses of the Noble Quran, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. You will not find a single place in the Noble Quran where war is declared and mentioned against Almighty Allah and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, except in the case of riba and interest and usury. When you study the entire corpus of hadith, your and sayings and teachings and preachings of the Master, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will not find anywhere except one place in Bukhari Sharif. قَالَ النَّبِيُّ الْمُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. That Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, and that is Hadith Qudsi, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Whosoever has enmity, hatred against my wali, the special friend of mine, then I, Almighty Allah, wage war against him. Sister Barbara, write down. Alan, write down. He was a friend of Allah, a special friend of Allah. His name, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, a paraplegic, and Sharon came and murdered him in cold blood, remember. And then 8 years he was in comatose, he was in Sakarat, and now dispatched straight to the hellfire, good riddance. That is what we are talking about. So this hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. What is riba? Riba, I give you 2-3 examples, you'll understand. I take a loan from you, from Maulana Arafat. It's a bad example, Maulana, but anyway. So I tell you, give me 1,000 rand. So Maulana forwarded the 1,000 rand to me, $1,000, euros, rupees. But in that deal, it was also a condition. When I pay back after 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, I must pay back 1,100 rand, 1,500 rand, 2,000 rand. Like how the banks work today. So remember, that is riba, totally haram and not acceptable at all. In Islam, when you give a loan, then you only entitled to the capital amount and no benefit must accrue to you. Kullu manfaatin, kullu qarzin jarra manfaatan fawa riba. Kullu qarzin, every loan you give a person, and then remember some benefit accrues to you. So that excess and extra is riba, is haram, and the hadith is sahih in Jami'u Saghir. Second one, remember that when we are selling the same thing, I give you gold for gold, I give you euro for euro, I give you dollar for dollar, but I tell you your dollar is of 1970 and 1980 and 1990 or 2000, and my dollar is 2020. So therefore, you give me your $100 and I will give you $90, $80, the same currency, but I'm one party is taking more, one party is taking less, is haram in Islam. That is also riba. So whether it is in any currency, or whether it's in gold, genuine gold, or in silver, and so forth and so on. So all that will constitute riba. So we need to understand. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Kunna nadnadu riba wa riba. We used to abstain from riba, interest, and anything that looked like interest as well. So therefore, me and you must learn. There's no backdoor business to try and legalize riba and interest and give it a new name, as some people are trying to do nowadays.
I see Jonah is with us this morning, and he says that he does not want to debate with you, AK. He says, what made Bennett turn sour towards you guys? I mean, remember in the past he used to assist Muslims. Yes or no? Jonah, Ustad.
Bennett said he murdered and killed many Arabs, and there is no problem with that. Every Israeli prime minister is a war criminal, Jonah. You should be reading your history, and you should know what Ariel Sharon did, what Olmert did, then what Netanyahu did, what Bennett did. Bennett is one of the most disgraced, you must remember, because under his watch, they murdered and they killed Shireen. The whole world saw, and what outrage. So therefore, every one of them has blood on their hands. Don't come tell me they did good and all that. They do good in front of the media. And behind the media, they will say, shoot and kill. Don't worry. We are the chosen people. We can do as we please. Go read your Talmud. Did you read your Talmud, my brother Jonah? You go read. I don't think you ever saw a Talmud. You need to go and read your Torah. You see, the problem with you Jews today is what has happened. Your book, the Torah, has been these additions, omissions, interpolations, and remember your rabbis have fabricated so many verses, and go and read your Talmud, and then go and see what the Talmud says of people like me and the Arabs and anybody else who's a Goyim, who's a Gentile, who's a Ummi. You know what I'm talking about, Jonah? You know? So go read that. We are non-Jews. So the non-Jew is 100%. You saw what your people did in Hebron? You saw what the settlers did? One side, the government said that this area now, Palestinians must be kicked out, and then they kicked them out. Because they can kick out anybody when they feel like, because they're apartheid terrorist regime. Occupation is terrorism. So then, your settlers, your people, your Jutla Zionists go and steal the property of the Palestinians, and the buses are waiting for them. You call them human? I agree 100% with Gideon Levy. They're not human, they're subhuman. They are the worst scum on this earth. That is what the Quran is teaching us. Remember that. Ulaika kal an'am balhum adal. And you come tell me they're doing good? Go and read your books, the Talmud, and see what it says. Jew vis-a-vis Goyim. Jew vis-a-vis Gentile. Jew vis-a-vis, if you read the Arabic one, Ummi. So how you must treat the non-Jew. They're all mentioned in your books.
I see Walter, I think, just said now that you heard, Ustad, that the Israeli Supreme Court has approved the forced eviction of over 1,000 Palestinians from their homes in Masafar Yatta, Ustad.
Yes, that's an old story that. Yes, every time they will be evicting them and so forth. When the Jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists say they want peace, P-E-A-C-E. It's not peace. It is stealing and occupying more and more pieces of Palestinian land. But believe you me, this is my dua every day. Allahumma alayka bil Yahudi zalimin al المحتلين الغاصبين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك يا الله in our lifetime. Show us when the whole of Palestine will be given back to the Muslims and our 6 million Palestinians who are in the diaspora can come back. Remember, the more they try, the more they get humiliated in the world, and that is why Allah punishes them. Among themselves, see how they fight. They can't even form a government, a real banana republic. September, most probably, they're going again for elections, according to the Haaretz. So every day I read it, and I just wonder, you know, that they are the signs of a nation who are really cursed and punished by divine punishment.
I see Ishmael Ustad from San Diego says, come on, Jonah, even a blind person or a blind man will see what Bennett is doing, the wrong he's doing, Ustad. Ishmael.
Jonah, I don't know if you know Ishmael. We say in Arabic Ismail, and you say in Hebrew Ishmael. We got no problem with that. And he embraced Islam with Allah's help and mercy. We made him a Muslim. He is in South America, in Chile, in Santiago, and he told us so many secrets about the Jews and so forth. So one person who was a Jew, he embraced Islam. He's telling you, oh Jonah, it's time to wake up and smell the coffee, my brother. Remember that. Don't be a blind follower. And don't be a person who tries and justify everything of the apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. You need to know, stand for justice. That's what we are asking you. If you can stand for justice, then you will be a good person. You can't do that, then we pray for you. In all cases, Allah Ta'ala shows you the truth.
I see Frederick says, let me tell you, monkey pox is back. You heard it, AK. I hear it will soon be back in South Africa. Will this be the new sickness after COVID? And what should we read to protect us against this? Frederick Sustad.
But remember that press I read, my brother Frederick, they say that the monkey pox is mostly there in North America and Europe. And they said, you know what else they said, my brother Frederick? Uh-huh. They said mostly it's targeting the homosexuals. That is what they say. These guys who don't know where to park. They park in the parking lot. They park in the loading zone also. So you must remember that these are the guys. Yeah, South Africa, what we have to worry. South Africa, I sent out a cartoon the other day, Frederick. I don't know if you're on our group. So I said South Africa is like the Bermuda Triangle. Mm. You see, if you look at South Africa, you make a triangle, things come, and then they just disappear. Monkey pox comes here, donkey pox comes here, everything will just disappear. How the flag, 22 million, that also is disappearing now. So that is our South Africa. Kullu halal, zo kelugil. Right, I leave you, my brother. Jonah, we'll see you tomorrow between 2 and 4. Okay, salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi.